Hey there, podcast peeps. Rob here. Just wanted to tell you about what you're about to listen to. It's the audio from our video interview with Amanda. If you want to check out the video, you can do so on robhasawebsite.com along with the videos of all of the other finalists from the Miss Survivor competition. Enjoy your audio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another one of our interviews with the finalists for the title of Miss Survivor. I'm Rob Cicerdino alongside Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole. How excited are you that we are going to speak with Amanda Kimmel today?
I am so excited. This is really the interview we've been waiting for. We haven't heard from Amanda. This is the first time in a while since we're getting some Kimmel.
Yes.
And not Jimmy Kimmel.
It's almost Kimmel time. A lot of people wondered, would she accept the nomination into Miss Survivor? Would she not accept? Would we even be able to reach Amanda Kimmel?
It was decision 2012.
This isn't 2012. And we tracked Amanda Kimmel down, and let's go ahead and let's bring in Amanda Kimmel. She is a three-time Survivor player, a two-time finalist, and one of your five finalists for Miss Survivor. Welcome, Amanda Kimmel.
Hi, well, thanks.
Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, we are excellent, and we're very excited that you are joining us on the podcast.
Yes, we are.
We're very excited that you have accepted the nomination into the finals of Miss Survivor.
And congratulations into the finals.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just overwhelmed.
Well, this was no small feat for you, mm-hmm. because that you are a bit of a Survivor recluse.
You're an enigma.
You're so mysterious
that I know it's so, people say that, and I'm just like, I'm just very private, but I think it comes across as elusive and like that I don't want to be involved, but that's not the case. I don't know. It's weird.
No, but you're so mysterious. You're even like,
and people love it.
Yeah, your house is dark. It's hard to see you.
Is it dark?
Yes, you're very mysterious.
Should I go get a light?
No, don't go anywhere. But you're shrouded in mystery.
I guess so. I don't.
you're like
in a cave.
Yes, you're the outsider. You're like the Ron Paul of the Miss Survivor competition.
Exactly.
God.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
You're so mysterious. Can you tell us about what you're up to?
I'm just living in LA. I live in the Hollywood Hills, and
ooh,
I'm
fancy.
Model full time, and I'm busy, and I'm going to go to school for design, and I'm just keep myself busy. I have a Pomeranian.
Whoa.
Let me show you. Hold on. You have to see her.
She's okay. Pomeranian.
I think the votes are going to go up now after we see the Pomeranians.
Yeah, nobody's brought out a dog yet.
Yes. Oh,
wow.
Look, I cut her like a lion.
Oh, she's so cute.
Her name's Asha. Yay! Asha's debut.
Asha's famous now.
Yeah, well done.
No one's whipped out their dog on the podcast, so you're Survivor
really?
First. Yes.
The first.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Amanda, have you been following the Survivor at all?
Kind of, like off and on.
Well, I'm sure everybody wants to know, what did you think of Ozzy's performance on the last Survivor, getting all the way one step short of the finals last time?
Yeah, my heart broke kind of for him. You know how bad like he wanted to win, and he won all of the challenges and lost the last one, the one that really mattered, and to know how he feels right now. And I just was I felt so bad.
Yeah. That was
he's really a good competitor, and I know he really wanted to win. So
did you feel like he got his redemption?
I feel like he proved himself to be like the most athletic Survivor out there, because he really didn't have another strategy besides winning all the challenges. And I think there's only, maybe he's the only one that could actually pull that off. And
yes.
He almost did. So I think he should be proud of himself for that. You know, yeah. I think that says a lot.
It says a lot.
He really didn't have another plan. That was kind of it. That's pretty.
You need a good plan, though. That's a big thing.
You do need a plan.
That's a big thing.
It's a huge thing. I mean, if you go in without a plan, you kind of like a duck without water, like, what do you do? You know,
right.
All of us can, like, win all the challenges, you know?
Now, I like how you say not all of us can win all the challenges as a dominant physical player.
Yeah, I mean, I love the challenges, but I would never, like, expect to win them all or, like, have a strategy where I was like, oh, I'm just going to win all the challenges. And, yeah, that's my only plan.
Yeah, only Ozzy could pull that off.
Yes.
Definitely.
And now I hope that you have a plan for winning Miss Survivor, because there are no physical competitions here, Amanda. No immunity.
I'm like, am I supposed to have a strategy for this interview? Am I supposed to, I mean, my dog?
Well, there you go. Good. That's a good strategy.
That was good.
But so far,
or whatever, like, I don't really have a plan, but I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Swing it.
But so far, you haven't needed a plan, because most of the nominees for Miss Survivor are on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they've been, you know, asking for votes, but you got on without help from social networking.
You didn't even know there was a Miss Survivor competition, correct?
I had no idea. People have been preparing for this?
Yes.
A little bit.
I don't know if people have been preparing, but there was some,
there was some
campaigning going on.
But thus far, you haven't needed it.
Yes,
so that's pretty amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well,
yes, don't change anything. It's working.
Whatever you're doing or not doing.
Yes.
Not doing.
And you're also, I don't know if you know this, that you've been very polarizing in that there are some people who are your adamant, fervent fans, and then other people, you have detractors. You have you're very polarizing.
But your fans are incredibly
loyal.
They are
adamant. You may have the most loyal base.
I think you do.
Of anybody in the competition.
I know. I started to, like, read the message boards and stuff.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
And people either, like, love me or they hate me. I don't really have, like, an in-between group. So I had to stop reading them because of all the people that hate me. You just don't want to read that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've noticed, like, people either, like, love me or they absolutely hate me. So I don't know.
I think it's part of being mysterious.
Yeah.
I think if you were less of a mystery, people would be like, I know everything. I'm neutral.
That's why the lights are off.
I'm ambivalent.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into
the... your house right now? Or
yes.
We're
at our house.
This is our studio.
Oh, cool. Oh, I love it.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This can't hurt you, Amanda. This can only help you in the competition.
Oh, geez.
All right. So are you ready
to
begin?
We're going to dive in now.
Let's begin the formal interview.
Oh, we haven't started yet.
Yes.
This is it.
This is formal now.
Okay.
All right,
that was the foreplay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Why do you think you should be crowned Miss Survivor?
I feel like I'm in a pageant again. Nope. I'm like...
Pageant Patty.
I just got all nervous. My hands are sweating. I hate the interview so much. I think I should be Miss Survivor. Well, I mean, probably because I've played the game kind of like just balls out. I kind of...
Balls to the walls.
Yeah, you know, I've just tried to do whatever I can. I didn't really like... think of being on TV when I was playing. I just played the game. And I think a lot of people either realize that or don't. Like, my strategy was kind of, like, under the radar as well, I guess.
You're under the radar now.
I should be Miss Survivor. I'm under the radar now. I'm just always under the radar. I mean, I hate this question. Can we answer a question?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
That was a good answer.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Yeah. All right, Nicole, what do you want to read the next question?
Okay, so as Miss Survivor, you need talent. What special talent can you bring to the table?
Well, when I was in Miss Earth, the competition,
Miss Earth, I sang.
Wow. So I would probably sing and play my guitar.
Oh, can you sing for us now?
You were Miss Earth in the running for Miss Earth?
Yeah, I was Miss USA Earth. Like, I went to Manila and competed in Miss Earth.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's high stakes.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything bigger than Miss Earth.
Miss One World? Is that
Miss Universe, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Miss Universe. All right.
Good point. One for Amanda. So, will you sing for us now, Amanda?
Sing us a tune.
Really? Okay. Do you want me to play my guitar and sing?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes. Most definitely.
Okay.
Yes, a thousand times. All right, let us see the Pomeranian.
Where's Asha?
Oh, who knew this was going to take a turn like this, Nicole? Oh my God. Oh, I need a drink.
I see the votes coming in now.
Yes.
Can I have some of that? Is it vodka?
Yes. Okay.
I'm really not doing this for votes. I really don't really care about the votes.
Oh.
Well, I'm from Montana, so I'm going to play you a country tune.
Ooh.
That everyone will probably know.
Ooh la la.
Taylor Swift.
You love Taylor Swift, Rob.
Yes.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing new. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I wounded you, picking on the weaker. But you don't know, someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is me. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me, and all you're ever gonna be is me. Why you gotta be so mean?
Wow.
That was amazing.
Yeah, tremendous.
Very good, Amanda. I feel like that song should go out to your haters.
Yes, who saw that coming? Wow.
It's so funny because I've been such a shy girl, like the shyest girl in school and everything.
Amanda, did you ever consider bringing a guitar to the final tribal council?
Oh, that would have worked.
Yes.
Serenade them to vote
yes.
for me.
I think that would be good.
Actually, that's a really good plan. Just make a cute song involving all of the voters.
Next time. You better
next
hold
time,
on to that
next
one.
Next time. I think we got it. All right, Amanda, how about this? Is there anything that we don't know about your competition for Miss Survivor?
About my...
Yes.
Spill the dirty laundry on other people.
Is there anything that we don't
people.
Know about your competitors?
Oh, well, that's a very interesting question, Rob, because I know a lot, actually. But I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to be that person. I can't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to win this badmouth thing, everyone. I'm just going to...
Okay.
Okay. That is fair enough.
Balls. And yeah, I mean, it's got me this far, so let's just... Let's just keep the good karma around.
Keep the good karma. Okay, so
we'll take it.
Speaking of good karma, we have five questions here from our listeners. We've polled all of the listeners of the podcast, all of the voters. This is your base that you're going to want to talk to. We have five questions specially picked out for you.
Just for you.
Just for you. All right, Amanda. Here we go. This is from Megan Hsu, and she writes, would Amanda vote for Rupert for governor? Now, are you aware that Rupert is running for governor of Indiana?
Can you believe it?
I did not know that, actually, and that's awesome. Oh, my God. Yeah, I would definitely vote for Rupert. I think he has I think he's really, really smart, and I think he knows what he's talking about, and I think he'd be a good governor. I think people really trust him, you know, and I think he'd just be one of those – he's a good leader. I think he'd be good. So I would definitely vote for Rupert, yeah.
I don't know. You might lose points on that one. I don't know if anybody, some people are going to agree with you that Rupert, good leader and good governor.
But we'll see. We'll find out.
We'll see how the voters feel for you and Rupert.
Okay. And
but there's no wrong answers. No wrong answers.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I stick by my answer. I think...
Good for you.
I think he's smarter in politics than people know.
Okay.
I think we're blinded by the tie-dye.
No, definitely. I mean, his persona, that's one thing. Like, his persona may come across like he's a hippie, but he's very, very intelligent when it comes to certain things, and politics is one of them. So I think he'd be good.
Okay.
Who knew?
A girl who sticks to
I mean, let's see. Good. Let's see.
Okay, question number two. This comes from Jessica Frey, and it's a two-parter.
Okay.
She says, what does it feel like to square off against Parvati and Courtney once again? And since Miss Survivor is an ambassador for the show, what is your advice to young girls applying to get on the show?
Okay, let's do the first question first. That's a long question. Yes. What's the first part of that question?
The first part was, how does it feel to be squared off against Parvati and Courtney again?
Two people that you faced in the finals in two different seasons. You're matched up again in the finals of Miss Survivor.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of an honor to be voted the top five women of Survivor. I mean, I think that's pretty cool. And to be up against Parvati and Courtney and, you know, I just adore Courtney. I love her so much. And she's so funny and such a good personality. So it's really nice to be like up there with these girls. I think it's cool.
Okay, fantastic. And the second part is, what is your advice for young girls who are applying to be on the show?
I think out of all the seasons I've done, the one thing I've learned about myself is just to be candidly honest when you make it to the end. And I think in my life in general, I've tried to sugarcoat things too much, and I should have just, you kind of learn stuff about yourself. And I would just say at the end, just be proud of everything you've done and remember it is a game. Like, yeah, people's feelings are hurt, but it's a game. And just stand behind everything you've done in it. That's one thing I wish I would have done.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Very good answer. I was going to ask you about Coach from the last season, if you thought that that he could have been well served by that advice. But we got to move on. Okay.
We're running out of time.
Yes. Question number three. Got to have equal time for everybody. Question number three.
It's the law.
are you familiar with the game Ding, Marry, Kill?
Ding, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
We're going to give you three people that from your Survivor universe. And you tell us one of them you have to kill, one of them you have to marry, and one of them you get to ding.
That means do the dirty.
Yes. All right. Are you ready?
Okay.
She's a little hesitant.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here they are. They are.
Let's do it.
They are Rupert, Russell, and Denise.
Denise?
Yeah. Lunch Lady Denise.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Ding, marry, kill.
This is a make or break question.
Okay, I guess I would marry Rupert.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I have to answer this.
Yes, you have to ding. Who are you dinging, Russell or Denise?
There's a gun to your head right now.
Okay, I would probably marry Rupert. I wouldn't really want to ding anyone, but if I had to.
You have to.
I'm going to hate myself for saying this. I guess I would ding Russell.
All right. He said that you he put you on his ballot for the Survivor Hall of Fame. The least you could do is ding him after
that. The least you can do, obviously.
Yes, and then you kill Lunch Lady Denise. Poor Lunch Lady Denise.
Oh, no love for Lunch Lady Denise.
She gets fired. Amanda Kimmel is going to kill her.
Yeah. I guess it comes with the territory.
Poor Lunch Lady Denise. Yeah.
I guess so.
Things could be worse, though.
All right, Nicole. Two questions left for Amanda.
Okay. Ron Chan wants to know, which movie should he watch next? Blue Crush 2 or 180?
Okay, movie advice.
I don't know 180. I've never heard of it. So
let us
enlighten you.
180 is the new film starring Coach Ben Wade and Danielle DiLorenzo.
And they have a makeout scene.
Yes.
Oh, Danielle and Coach have a makeout scene?
Yes.
Coming soon to DVD.
Yes.
I didn't even know. So it would have to be 180.
Okay. No.
Just for the makeouts.
I saw Blue Crush 2 in Blockbuster.
I actually
want to
see that.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. I mean, they should put that on the back of the box for 180.
Amanda Kimmel wants to see that.
Yeah, I would want to see that.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Okay. Last question, Amanda.
This is from, out of the loop, Paul.
This is from Tim Simmons, and he writes, out of all of Amanda's seasons, which one had the best winner and which one had the worst?
Ooh.
Todd, Parvati, and Sandra.
This is a tough question.
This is a tough question.
I would have to say the best winner was... Todd, because It's just something about doing your first season with someone. Mm-hmm. Like, we were so neck and neck, and it just felt like, I mean, Parvati was really good too. I would have to say the best was Todd. The worst was Parvati, and I only say that because of certain things.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
That I can't disclose.
fair enough. And Sandra was in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's kind of like, could go either way.
All right.
I didn't really get to know her that well, but I love her. I think she's great.
Sandra is great.
And yeah. Amanda, any closing statements as to why you should be Miss Survivor?
Or you should just get the guitar.
I should be Miss Survivor because I just serenaded you.
Okay, fair enough.
That is a good answer.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. And Amanda, if you are named Miss Survivor, will you get a light for your house?
Yeah, I will definitely use the winnings.
There's no winnings, but there's no monetary reward for being Miss Survivor. But there is a sash.
A crown.
A crown. And a message from Sash.
Uh-huh.
That's a guy who was on Survivor. He's named Sash.
Sash will sash you.
Yes.
I mean, look behind me. I'm obsessed with crowns.
Yes.
I mean, they're everywhere. All right, that's reason enough.
And Amanda, please, people are begging. Come to Twitter. Come to Facebook. People want to hear from you.
I have a Facebook.
Oh, okay. Oh. I'm sorry. It's so mysterious.
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
I guess we're just friends.
All right. Well, we'll send you a friend request.
Yes.
Okay. Please do.
All right, Amanda.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Yeah. Best of luck to you.
All right. Take care,
Amanda.
You too. All right, Nicole. There you have it, Amanda Kimmel.
That was fantastic. I don't think anybody else is going to whip out a guitar.
Yes. Nobody else. I don't think will have a guitar. We don't think. But it's too early to tell in this competition.
Yeah, too early.
It's heating up. I thought she did a great job, Amanda. I thought that aesthetically, I think that she could have used some lighting. It would have been nice
but
to see her a little bit.
But she's keeping her persona
of being the mysterious persona.
That's what people like. That's what she's giving.
That's what's working for her. She's the mysterious wild card in this whole competition.
Yeah.
All right, if you want to vote for Amanda Kimmel, you'll have your chance in the week leading up to the Survivor One World premiere on RobHasAWebsite.com. We will see you there.